It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
We are the owners of Glacier Garage in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Man, how have you been?
Doing good.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back in town from Nashville and see that a lot of snow has melted and the lake at the shop has kind of disappeared. Yeah. Same with my house. Like, my house was almost as bad as the shop. It was terrible. My neighbor's garage flooded. It's never happened. It's strange. I don't know why this year it was like that.
They maybe plowed something, like stopped its natural drainage.
Yeah, maybe.
Man, yeah. So this is fresh material.
Yeah.
This is us like actually in the studio and not just doing a rerun. And I just feels good to be back in the seat and I wish I'd have been more prepared, but it's just one thing after another. Like, it's all good things. We took our team to Arctic Man, which was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
We booked like four spots and just celebrated what wins we were, achieving and goals we were hitting at the shop and just getting everybody out, doing some team building and letting everybody blow off some steam, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got to say, I was actually pretty happy to see some of the people who stepped up and just, like, started doing things for, like, some of the other guys at Arctic Man. And it made me super happy to see, like, that bonding happening and just, like, our guys taking care of one another just out in the wild.
Like how much they contributed to, like, the camp and, like, what they brought.
Yeah, like, the camp and, like, cooking for one another and just all that. Like, I was like, man, this is cool. Like, it's definitely an experience I'm glad that we had with all the people who wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely love our team. I love to spend time with them as much as I can and just get to know them better. And just getting the camaraderie, like, it's nice to be a family and, like, yeah, really respect your people, know your people. And, it was cool to see everybody out. Yeah, like you said, setting up camp, cooking. When it's time to ride, we're all riding. Everybody, everybody surprised me there, too. Like, everybody just having a good time.
And, yeah.
I got a lot of footage to go through, like all the drone footage and camera footage. And
yeah, I'm excited to see that.
I need to get, like, put a little snippet together. My wife is the one that actually does all that stuff. She's better at it than I am. But
That was a hectic 2 weeks, too, man. Like, getting ready for Arctic Man, going to Arctic Man, coming back, and immediately hopping on a plane, going to Nashville, and then coming back. And I swear, every time I go out of town, I, like, catch something when I'm out of town and come back, and I'm just, like, dead for the next few days. I still sound nasally. And
yeah, it was a lot, man. I just being like the exposure and everybody's face was just beet red, dry. Like, yeah, I mean, it looked like we'd all been sunburnt, but yeah, wind and all the stuff that we were exposed to. And we left, we actually pulled out Saturday, but yeah, we got back late Saturday and we had to hop on a plane Sunday morning. So like,
that's hardcore.
I just pulled in, put it in park, and, like, we just grabbed whatever was going to spoil, and then, go inside, get our bags ready for the next trip. And
dude, I still have my riding bag and, like, snacks and stuff like that in the back of my truck. I'm like, man. But
going hard. But no.
So, yeah, going to Nashville. So we've talked about it before on the show. We go to Nashville pretty much quarterly. For professional development training, and there's courses for automotive repair shop owners specifically. So that's, we focus on that several times a year just for ourselves and personal growth and leading our team the best we can and kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, keeping up with industry changes and stuff like that. So that's, we just returned from that. And it's super, it's exciting to talk about. Sorry, I don't sound so excited because I'm recovering sickie, but super exciting to come back and just pour back into our team, man. It's weird. It's like one of those experiences where you go down there hoping you find the answers you're looking for, and it's amazing how everything's geared towards what you feel like you have shortcomings on. Like, every time we go, it never fails that it's like everything is geared towards what we're missing right now, like what we feel like we're missing. And so I feel like if you're receptive and really looking for answers, you're going to find them. It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's like, and I don't know if it's one of the, I'm sure there's a theory name for it, but it's like if you buy a green Camaro, all of a sudden you start seeing green Camaros everywhere. Yeah. And it's like, everybody's copying me, but it's like, they were already out there. You just weren't looking for them.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe it's the same thing when we go to conference and there's always that nugget, like exactly what we needed at that time. But maybe it's just because it's applicable. Maybe they're just dumping all sorts of stuff on us, and then it's like we just kind of grab what we need at that moment.
Yeah.
But no, it does seem that way. Like, we go there, and it's like whatever the lecture is or the courses, like the breakouts, all the stuff we go to, it's like, man, this is exactly what we need in this moment in our careers. So,
yeah. And it's just huge, too, because everything in life, whether it's at home or at work, is all mindset. It's like you can find a reason to be upset. You can find a reason to be happy. You can find a reason to grow. You can find a reason to stay stagnant. And so, like, going to these conferences, aside from just getting knowledge and, like, having personal growth, it puts you back in that positive mindset. Like, you are the answer man, and you know how to solve the problem. And it allows you to come back and really just lead with conviction and confidence. So, like, the things that you're saying, you have no doubt that this is the move. And so that is also super helpful. I feel like that's the biggest, to me, that's the biggest benefit. Because it's like, you could Google, watch YouTube, and like find a lot of the answers. Like, even if it's not an automotive business, a lot of those answers are out there. But it's like, the way we're trained, taught, and a lot of the time, those breakouts are small enough to where if you're just slightly outgoing, you can take advantage of that and just talk about your stuff and get direct answers about your questions. And yeah, you feel very empowered. Like, you know how to solve this mystery that you've been chasing for maybe the last 2 months.
Yeah. And I just love the dynamic of all of those people from all around the country that all have automotive repair shop ownership, in common, all in one room. There isn't anything that we're going through that somebody else hasn't also gone through. They're like, every answer we could possibly need is in that room. There's people in there that have been doing it for 20 plus years. They're generational, you know, shop owners. And they're all there trying to change the industry for the better. And, you know, I think it says a lot about the people in that room. And they're all, you know, just stand-up citizens and great people. And there's a lot of people that own businesses and don't care to make them better or to push their own skills to be better leaders and better owners. And like,
well, all the leaders at that conference and the people who give talks and who are really pushing you to keep developing your skill set and become better owners and, you know, make more money, the whole premise of that is so you can give back. Like, everything they coach and teach is like, you can't help people if you're broke. So it's like,
yeah, I would love to sponsor, this guy's event or that guy's event, or help bring this person to the community because it's a free event. Like, it's something to give back, to help, like, whatever it is, whether it's a sponsorship, you're donating to charity or helping your schools, your community. It's like, man, I can't do that if my bank account's empty.
Yeah.
Like,
and so they, you know, really push for that. And so, you know, and I mean, there is like a religious aspect to those conferences, but it's hard to not feel blessed when you're around a bunch of people who are trying to build you up and like empower you. And if you're in a positive mindset and you're surrounded by people who genuinely care about your success, like, you have to feel like, you know, I mean, not to go too far off on like a religious tangent, but it's like, you have to feel a little blessed, man, to be in the presence of those people who want to see you succeed. Like, I mean, you're literally in a room with a couple thousand people who would praise you and build you up and all of that just to see you succeed. So it's like, it's a pretty mind-blowing thing. I mean, like, you know, this one was a little different. They made people get up on stage and like just had people randomly give them affirmations and talk about awkward but also like fulfilling for those people, you know. And it's it's just definitely a huge mindset thing.
I'd have to agree. I think mindset is I mean, it's 90% of the battle. Like, I saw something the other day that was like, you know, it was a guy like sitting at his computer and he had spilled his coffee and it went like all over his keyboard and all over his like his computer and it just, you know, ruined everything. It was like first thing in the morning and it's like, I could lose my mind and throw that coffee cup and break my keyboard and like let it ruin my entire day, or I can just grab a rag and clean things up and move on and like not let it ruin my day. And it was like the 90-10 rule. It was like 10% of 10% is like what happens to you, and it's like the spill. It's like spills are going to happen. You can't control that. But the 90% is like how you handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know that we're you know, dealt the cards we're dealt every day, and it's just about how you handle it and how positive you can be, and or how you can spin it into a positive and keep moving. And
yeah, no, and I feel like the other thing they talk about, and I feel like we've talked about it before, is like if you make mistakes and you pay for them, it's like it's never, it doesn't have to be a negative thing as long as like you as a business owner and your team can learn from it and not make the same mistake.
Well, we are going to take a quick break and we'll be back after these messages.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it. At a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money, that's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure, why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
All right, and we're back on The Drive, KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
We are just talking about our latest trip to Nashville last week, business conference, all automotive shop owners, all mindset stuff, good stuff, breakouts, courses, teaching us to be better operators, better for our community. Yeah, just hone our skills to be able to provide the best service that we can for Fairbanks.
Yes, and it was, man, it was a really good trip. I was excited to go. I haven't really been away from the shop and anything like that for a while. I missed last conference, and then the one before that. This is the first time I've left town since I've had my son, and mm-hmm. So that was stressful all in itself. I mean, he's in great hands. Like, my wife definitely takes amazing care of our kiddos. But it's still just, it's crazy because I just love waking up to that guy every day and putting him to bed and all the things. So it was definitely, you know, it's like cliche, but it's like, it was really hard to leave him for the first time.
Yeah, I get that for sure. It's always a sacrifice. I mean, people think it's just sunshine and rainbows. It must be nice and you're traveling and whatever. And it can be a nice break, nice just mix up from the daily grind. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're fortunate enough to have an amazing team, and we've worked really hard at putting together a team of rock stars. I mean, they're all very good at what they do, and they have integrity, and you and I pour back into them.
Yeah,
we have our classroom upstairs, and we're always going over processes and customer service. And like, we were gone most of last week, and I mean, they crushed it. The numbers were fine. Like, mm-hmm. everybody's we knocked out a bunch of stuff and got a lot of people back on the road. So It was cool to see the machine keep turning while we're not here.
Yeah, no, it's great. And then as soon as we got back, we had a new front staff person, front office person start. And she is enthusiastic, super happy to be here, and seems very excited to help people. So, you know, been spending the last few days training her, getting her all dialed for the front. And yeah, I'm excited to see how she does going forward, because she is super excited. And so you can't really train that in somebody. So super thankful to have her join the team.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for I'm excited for spring. Having the doors open, we're barbecuing on our lunch, and just you know, music's going, everybody's in a good mood, and the seasonal depression seems to be coming to an end.
Yeah.
The darkness is over. And I'm ready to knuckle up and just start fixing cars, man.
Yes, sir.
So other than the conference, which was again amazing, great mindset stuff, a lot of profit and loss and some boring business jargon, but I mean we were up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd eat the continental breakfast, and we'd go to class. And
which I got to give the Drury a shout out, man. That Drury's continental amazing. Breakfast yeah. was top notch.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna hit up that one every single time. The Drury, yeah, that was. I mean, man, they had bacon, eggs, sausage. They had like two different types of eggs. One had like peppers and ham in it.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs. They'd do the pancakes, so you could use a little waffle machine. There's cereals and other things if you want that instead. I mean, they
bagels, oatmeal.
Dude, they had everything you could possibly want, and it's free.
Dude, and they fed you dinner.
Oh yeah,
they fed you. We didn't. We were still at conference, but they fed you dinner with 3 drink tickets every night. That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Complimentary dinner with drink tickets, and yeah, we were at conference till like 10:30 p.m. So I mean, it was way past dinner.
But, yeah.
I mean, it was a grind, and it was a couple days of that straight. Like my brain just,
Dude, my social battery and like everything come like 6-7 o'clock at night at that conference. I'm on E, man. I don't have any. Yeah. I got nothing left. And that was the hard part, too, is, like, my personal journey of, like, trying to stay in the gym and, like, eat right. Like, I did, like, a week trial membership at a gym down there. And let me tell you, like, I love the athletic club here in town, but they don't got nothing on some of those gyms down there. Mm-hmm. I went to, Carbon Performance, and they have, like, all Arsenal equipment down there, and that is, like, next level. Same movements. Couple additional movements because they had more machines, but like, I mean, I did my normal workouts for the time that I was there, and yeah, back much sore after doing back and biceps and like legs, same thing, like the additional movements and like just the way those machines work. Like I wasn't able to do the same amount of weight because it's just different machines and it just works you so much harder.
Different muscle groups or maybe more muscle groups.
Yeah. I think it's just, I just think it's just different.
Different.
Yeah. And so
it's like when you're in the best shape of your life, you're super fit, and then you go snowboarding. You're like, oh my God, why am I so sore? It's like just all these muscles you don't normally use.
Yeah. That was like after going snow machining. Like, I mean, I'm used to like lifting weights and going to the gym 4 or 5 days a week, and I hardly get like super sore. But I mean, that one day of snow machining, the next 2 days, like, man, shoulders, back, everything just super sore. So
yeah, what doesn't work. Was there anything else that you had time to check out in Nashville?
Not really.
You went to the mall, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I went to the mall. That's cool. I got to get my kiddo a bunch of stuff. You know, I mean, these babies don't stop growing, so got them all kinds of, like, clothes, and I love going into JCPenney's. Penny's had some deals. So I got my kiddo all kinds of clothes, and they had a Build-A-Bear, so I got him his first Easter Bunny, like, stuffy, and so that was pretty cool. Then making sure I get the wife some stuff. Don't want to come back empty-handed for her. I don't think she'd care. She doesn't ever ask for anything, but definitely nice to just let her know you're thinking about her. So,
Nice. Yeah, we went, I had brought my wife with me, and we went to it's like little mini Vegas downtown, and went to some of the bars that they had there. And, man, it was insane. Like, just the musical talent, like the level of talent. I mean, it's the city of music, and like everybody that is going to be somebody is down there just pushing out their stuff, hoping that somebody, like, I don't know, a recruiter or a talent scout comes along and just sees them killing it. And like, I'm sure anybody now, that's how they started. You know, all the big names in country, they were downtown in Nashville just putting out their stuff. And it was, you walk into somewhere and it's like someone's doing a cover of like Miranda Lambert or something. It's like, and if you don't know what she looks like, it's like, is that her on stage right now? Like, is it
just like, that good that you're not sure?
Yeah, just amazing talent. And we went to a couple bars, like Bon Jovi's got one, and they had this band in there, and they had a tip bucket, like a 5-gallon bucket. And you could walk up there with a $20 bill and throw it in there and request any song on the planet, like anything you can possibly think of, like whether it's reggae, it's rock, it's metal, it's rap, it's country, just whatever it is. Just, hey, I want to hear this thing. It's like a live jukebox. They just change direction. The drummer starts going, the guitarist, they start singing. Like they can just pull any song they want out.
That's crazy.
And it's just like, holy crap.
How many songs did you guys pay to get them to play?
I personally paid for two and two different bars, but like all the bars were doing it.
But did they nail them or what?
Killed it. I've got some videos, but like other people had already been like in queue, like had been requesting songs and stuff. And it seems like they're all kind of doing it the same way. You can even do it like on your phone, scan the QR code and like pay the money or whatever. And like, yeah, $20 a song. I mean, they're probably doing pretty well, but it's, I mean, we did like an old Papa Roach song, like some Blink-182 as a joke. We like threw out some like Nickelback. Yeah. Like, they just destroy, they're crushing it.
You say as a joke, but that's because you don't want people to know you actually enjoy Nickelback. That's fine.
Hey.
So this is kind of the first time you and I have kind of been able to have this recap, and something I haven't heard you talk about is where did you go to dinner the last day you were there?
Oh, man. Yeah, so I am huge into the ocean, saltwater, the aquatic life, all that stuff, scuba diving, and I don't know how, because you and I have been to conference like in Nashville so many times, and I've never come across this place, but the wife had seen it and she booked it and surprised me with it. And it was up by like the Grand Ole Opry. So it was like, I think it was like Northeast Nashville. And they have a mall up there. It was a pretty big mall. And in that mall, they have a aquarium restaurant. And it's like the stuff you see on like Instagram where it's like people are in like Dubai or something. And they're eating a nice dinner being surrounded by like shark tanks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was super cool. It was just like that, you know, you like kind of like feel like you're going underground. And then they had like a bunch of display tanks like at the entrance with a bunch of stuff. They had like huge, like 6-foot moray eels and like big schools of fish and stuff. And then you get in and then it's like huge, like Goliath groupers and like all these giant stingrays.
Yeah, that's cool.
They had a great barracuda, which I've never seen before.
I'm guessing it's bigger than a regular barracuda.
Yeah, so just same, you know, they have like the hammerhead species and they have like the great hammerhead species, which is like as big as a great white. Like they're huge. And yeah, they have the same thing for barracudas out there. And I had seen like schools of barracuda when I was diving in Florida, but like just seeing like one of these great ones, like, I mean, it was like a 6-foot fish.
Yeah, that's big.
It was like, you know, like just like pike, like slender, huge teeth. And yeah, they had those in there. I mean, it was really cool. But we were... We weren't extremely hungry, so we were just kind of like just trying things.
Just taking it in.
And I had gator.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good.
Does it taste like chicken?
We got it deep fried, so I don't know. I mean, maybe, I guess. Yeah. If you're having like...
It's a white meat, isn't it?
This was like darker.
Okay. Yeah.
It was darker and oily, like kind of greasy meat, but I mean, I guess you're eating a lizard practically. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was fried and you just eat it like... I don't know, like if you're just like calamari strips or like whatever you're, yeah, like little.
That's what I did when I was, last time I went to Hawaii, I had a tuna steak and it's just a seared tuna. And I didn't even think about it. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll have seared tuna. You mean you're eating raw, you know? And it's like, it's cool to experience it. I won't order it again. I don't like raw fish or food. So it was weird, but like I ate it and it tastes good. It was more of me getting past the mind deal of like eating the raw fish.
You don't do sushi then, I take it?
No.
Okay. I think I knew that about you.
Yeah. Dude, there's something about knowing the raw fish, and it's not even the taste of the fish. It's if it's a seaweed wrap and then it tastes like ocean and tastes like fish.
Oh, yeah.
And then I literally, like, first bite, it's not even a texture, it's a taste, and knowing there's raw meat in it. And I'm like, it's not for me. I've tried, like, I knew somebody who rolled their own sushi, and they would try to get me to try it every single time. And I'm like, this one's going to be different. And no,
we should. I do know one that's going to be different because it's a steak roll.
Mm-hmm.
We should try that because it's white rice. you have like a almost like a prime rib or whatever they put in there. I think it's like a teriyaki, but it's all rolled up in a like aluminum foil. And then they set the whole thing on fire, so it's like a big showy thing when they all bring right. it out. It's like burning. And
is it wrapped in seaweed?
I don't believe so. No.
All right, I'm in. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with cars and personal growth, but
I love that stuff. You just gotta, I don't know, gotta experience different things.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you won't like it, but hey, at least you did it. So yeah, checked Gator off the list.
But no, it's good to be back in the shop. It's good to be back in Fairbanks. I'm happy to see a lot of the snow gone. My driveway's not flooded, but I think, you know, more than anything, I felt like I needed direction, and I feel very focused, and I feel like I know the moves I need to make for our team and for our company, and it feels good to be back in action and just like implementing the things that we learned and seeing some of our new staff just really step up and just like outperform their predecessor. And like, just, I know that we have upgraded every position that we have recently filled. Mm-hmm. And it's just nice to see things moving in that direction.
Yeah. And real quick, just 'cause we're running out of time, but one of the like aha moments for me is like, I'm my biggest critic. I lose sleep over like my performance every day. Like if I could have done better or didn't give it 110% or something, didn't go the way that I had planned, like I beat myself up over it. And he kind of addressed, like one of the speakers addressed the group, and it goes for anything, like whether you're in sales or service or whatever. But he said the majority of people in this room were technicians prior to becoming business owners. And in order to be a level A technician, like a master technician, like it didn't happen in a year, in 2 years, in 5 years. Like it took 10 years for you to perfect your trade and do enough training and get those reps in and day after day and just really get good at being a technician. And then now all of a sudden you're a business owner, you're a leader, you have to, you know, do all the business stuff. Like, I mean, run a business. Like there's enough stuff there alone. You know, customer service, I was never exposed to dealing with clients, whether they're happy, unhappy, you know, just navigating those situations. And it's all new territory. And, you know, we're 4 years into ownership now. And, you know, even today, I'm just like, man, I feel like I should be better. I should have done this better. And it's like, I beat myself up over it. But it was cool to hear him like put it in those terms, that you didn't become a master technician overnight. You're definitely not going to become the perfect business owner overnight, but just us being there and training ourselves and getting those reps in to become the best owners that we can be, we're on the right path.
Well, you know, without going too deep into it, something you have to consider too, just looking at our daily goals for ourselves as leaders, it's transitioning though, because it's like instead of going from like owner operator, we're transitioning into ownership, because it's like we're hiring people to fill roles we typically have been filling on a daily basis. So now our focus, instead of being working on in the business and performing a job, our new job is training our people and like growing them and like professional development for them. And then like how the business can grow and what we could be doing better with our systems and like really focusing on the business, you know?
That's all new territory also. Mm-hmm. It's like
100%.
Now you're a teacher, a coach, a public speaker, a motivational speaker. Like it's all new. I mean, even this, even us just being on the air and doing radios and podcasts, like, man, this is way outside my comfort zone.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like my ability to come in here, sit and talk, and the level of discomfort and anxiety that created, you know, a few months ago compared to now is very different.
You always see it on like the guest's face if we bring someone in and it's their first time on. Like,
they're very, yeah.
And you just see it on their face. You're like, man, they're not having a good time.
No, very stressed. But no, it's definitely all good things, man. All the things that stress you out and scare you. Like if you have the next move planned and it's super scary, and make the jump, man, because that's where the big growth is going to happen, is doing the scary thing.
Yeah, live in that uncomfortable space. Keep pushing your limits and be in that growth zone. If you're complacent and it's easy, then you're just not trying hard enough. But, all right, well, I think that's it for today's episode. We'll catch you next week on KFAR Radio. This is The Drive. Catch you next time.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.